Welcome to Spiritually Raw. We expose and explore controversial truths, myths, and theories surrounding the spirit world. Guests include QAnon experts, investigators, debunkers, and skeptics of the supernatural, unexplained, and flat-out unimaginable. Content discussed on this show is not necessarily the opinion of the cast of Spiritually Raw, and topics quite often are for mature audiences only. This show is not intended to replace any medical, financial, or legal advice, and is for entertainment purposes only. So sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. Hello, everybody. How are you? And welcome to Spiritually Raw. Thank you so much for your energy exchange with us today. We hope you woke to the most miracle morning and are also having the most fortunate day today. So in an effort to make sure that we help bring light to what's going on with this great awakening, we have our guest here, Utsava, back with us today. And for those of you...
We don't know for how long, though.
Well, you know, if we don't get her there, we'll manifest her through the microphone like we did the last couple episodes. So we're all good there.
Wait a minute. Just a fair warning for everybody. It's getting worse. It's happening sooner into the interview, too. So it may last 2 minutes, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. We don't know.
So say your hellos real quick to her, everybody. So, but anyway, welcome. There you go. So, but for those of you meeting Utsava for the first time, famous psychic medium, Utsava is world-renowned for her accurate predictions and prophecies around Trump, Obama, Hollywood, royals, New World Order, aliens, deep state, satanic cults, and the political events we are currently living through at right now.
Literally.
Just to name a few. All of which she has predicted a few, many years ago, really. And you can also check out Utsava, which we're going to have links on here. You can find her at utsava.net and also check out her Patreon channel at patreon.com/Utsava. So while we're getting to see you, let's dive right in, Utsava. Welcome. How are you?
Welcome.
Hi, good. How are you doing?
Good.
Wonderful.
Good.
How are you doing?
Good. So a lot going on right now. And I know you actually put out some videos too to your network and to your audience. Can you share with us a little bit about what was upcoming there, what you shared with them?
What's upcoming? Okay. So first of all, the coronavirus, you know, regarding what Trump said that he's tested positive for the coronavirus. So the information I have, I mean, first of all, I said this right away that it's all about, he's just using this as a cover, or it's, I immediately felt like he was trolling the world, you know, with that, because he wants to, yes. He then says he's checking into the hospital, he's going to get the therapeutics, and then he's going to say, oh, it worked within a day or so, I was cured. And that is going to be a promotion for the natural cures that are upcoming. And what's really going on right now, and I said this before this event, there are peace talks, world peace talks. That's a big deal right now. And we already heard a little bit about it with the Middle East, but there's a lot more going on. Also with Saudi Arabia, I said. And it's about nuclear too. Nuclear negotiations to reduce or get rid of nuclear worldwide, and also with North Korea. And I also been stating that the information I got is the North Korean dictator has a double out there, because the sister is after him and wants to murder him, so to speak, and so he has a double out there. But he is secretly working with Trump on a nuclear deal, and there's worldwide peace talks going on, and that has a lot to do with what's going on. So Trump has also a double out there.
Yeah. Is the sister against him working in conjunction with Trump?
Yes. Oh, the sister is like, it's a good and evil, so to speak, you know, the evil people, the sister. Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
You know, though, isn't it interesting? Trump is so, gosh, he's just incredible. His mind is at a level like beyond normal human comprehension. But on top of the fake, you know, COVID that he has, he's monopolizing the entire news on every channel. Every channel that you turn on, everybody now is Trump, 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 Trump. I mean, you can't escape.
That's
it.
What he did last time.
Yeah, you can't escape it if you want to. So he's playing the media like a fiddle.
Exactly. And they say there's no such thing than bad PR.
Right. All press, exactly. any press is good press there.
And that's another information I received, is that the media is getting dismantled, and it starts next year, and it starts with NBC News.
Wow.
So it looks like it's getting dissolved, dismantled, you know, NBC News. Yeah. And then others will follow.
So the press secretary that also supposedly got diagnosed, Kayleigh McEnany, is it?
Yeah.
I don't know how you say it, but the one who got diagnosed with COVID, is she part of this kind of play move, or did she? You think she officially has it, some diagnosis of sorts?
I don't think she has it.
No. Okay. All right. It's probably part of that.
I don't think she has. I mean, I think they were also spraying the virus around the White House, you know, and so that kind of they're playing along. And there's certain test kits you can get that just give you always a positive, you know, the flawed test results. Mm-hmm. So it could be something that a play, but they don't really have it. So that's all, yeah, part of the big picture that other people have it too.
You know, it's funny, right before I fell asleep last night, I saw a clip of Trump, and he looked happy as a clam. Now, granted, it looked like it was a green screen, but either way, where he's up in the air or wherever he's at right now, he's like, I never felt better. This is the best I've ever felt.
In 20 years.
Yeah, in 20 years, I've never felt this great.
You know, it's interesting.
I know, exactly. We have sort of seen confirmation that he's getting the therapeutics and is going to say how great he feels, you know. So that's already coming true.
Yeah.
I want to get into a little bit last week of what happened with the first debate. So I think for the most part, many people were surprised at maybe not so much of how Trump did, but as far as how maybe well Joe Biden did. And that was a lot of comments there. Can you talk to us a little bit about that? Was there earbuds in him? Was there microphones with him? Were any of those attached to him? You know, because I think he did a lot better than expected, I guess, is what the comments.
Yeah, exactly. He had, you know, they give him drugs. They give him certain frequencies so he performs better.
Yeah.
You know, and they give him, they answer. So he's just saying what he sees on the teleprompter, ear, whatever. Yeah. And I think it was a horrible, horrible show.
Yeah.
Horrible debate.
It was a little messy.
Yeah. And what's coming up tomorrow? Is it today or tomorrow?
I think it's tomorrow, right?
You have clone against clone. So you've got Biden clone and you have, you have Kamala Harris clone and then Mike Pence clone. So how do you think that's going to roll out?
Well, yeah, that's also what I said. That's coming as Kamala Harris on the debate. What's it all going to come out? Oh, it's going to be painful to watch, I think.
Yeah,
they'll probably have earbuds, you know, it's just horrible.
Yeah, yeah, it appears to be that way.
Cloning, I mean, that is just crazy.
It's so mind-boggling. I'm not going to lie, I definitely have like a little obsession with cloning.
Just a little, yeah.
Just a tad bit, because it's such a mind trip.
Ever since you've been on the show, I think, April, everybody is a clone, Usaba. She thinks everybody's a clone. Oh, they're a clone. 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 Everybody's a clone.
It's like, I mean.
Some days I'm a clone even.
It's like you just don't even know anymore. Are they a double? A CGI? Is it a clone? I mean, it's like crazy.
All right. I want to get into some guest questions with
terrible.
You. I want to get in some guest questions with you, if that's okay. You know, we've got some people wanting to hear from you. So Patty Barrett says, I know I've already ascended to the fifth dimension or I'm in the process of it. She wants to know, how does she cope with all of her family residing in the third dimension, her immediate and extended family? So she feels like she's already pretty much in the fifth dimension or is in the process of it. How is she coping with resonating with her family staying in the third? How does she deal with that?
Okay.
Don't shoot the messenger.
Basically, we don't really know anything for sure. I mean, there's something called the spiritual ego. Mm-hmm. And I don't worry so much about the third dimension, fifth dimension, sixth dimension. I'm not sure if it's from three to five. Some people say that, you know, that's just all the spiritual ego so-called to be concerned about that. And the most helpful thing in the past is really to look inside and just see with the family members, how do I react to them? Watch your own thoughts, be more mindful about how it's all about you, how you respond to that. And you're maybe angry at them for being like that. Maybe you think you're in the fifth dimension, then the third, maybe you feel superior. Maybe it's true, maybe not, I don't know. And just use mindfulness about what's coming up for you. That's the most helpful I found.
Okay, all right. Tagging on the fifth dimension, Kathy Hartman wants to know, Usaba, as we get into the full physical fifth dimension, are our bodies going to get younger and healthier? And if so, how long would it take once we make that transition or start to access that?
Well, I don't think it's an overnight thing. It's we already you know, our frequency, the frequency of the earth has already been moving up consistently, and we more and more see this thing about, you know, we're not aging as fast perhaps, and maybe we're eating better and things like that. I mean, that's
it's not going to be like there's no magic formula, like wave the wand and you're 20 years younger.
Yeah, you won't walk through like the gates of Narnia and all of a sudden just
oh my gosh.
I guess, you know, I don't know.
If you say positive thoughts every day when you get up in the morning, say I'm beautiful, I'm young, you're gonna see younger and younger and younger.
Yeah, no, that's
use
true.
Use good products.
Yeah. No, that's and use good products. So,
that's
happy.
Good.
Be happy.
Think
happy,
good thoughts
happy.
And buy this.
The new skin vibrates. Yeah.
That's awesome.
That's so true though.
Love moisturizer.
Exactly.
Good thoughts and moisturizer, everybody. That's the keys to your youthful success. So gold and silver updates. When are you getting a vibe of when the gold standard could be implemented?
Exactly. That's another prediction I've made. So what I got is that everybody expects in October the big announcement by Trump. We're going back to the gold standard. In answer to the world, silver is going up like 10, 20 times. It's not going to happen in October. Okay, and I said, come November, silver is going to go back to $17, $18, $19 an ounce, and people are going to think it's a hoax, and people are going to be disappointed. You know, and I predicted over a year ago, $20 silver minimum by December of this year. So I was surprised myself, it's not going to be higher. I would have expected it to be higher, you would think, you know, but that's what I got. So, and then next year, the gold standards are going to be announced, I think, beginning of next year, perhaps February. Trump is going to announce the gold standard.
So we're not that far away.
No, that actually makes sense, because if you think about it, okay, so the election's in November. It's going to, no matter who wins, I mean, we obviously know who's going to win, but it's going to be chaos. No matter how you slice it and dice.
Exactly. There's so much going on with the peace talks when I really think about it right now. I mean, nobody really talks about this peace talks I talk about, but it's really about peace talks right now. And so there's so much going on, and with nuclear. And then when Trump spoke, okay, I decoded that a little bit on Twitter and on the Patreon. There was an image, and there was a computerized image. He was not really sitting there in front of the fireplace. And there was like a painting. It looked like one of those founding fathers, maybe Jefferson,
in
the background. And there was a thing, like people said it's a lamp or candles or something with the three dots and a round ball in the middle. It could have been the earth with the planets, or it could have been an atomic symbol, and all kinds of symbolism in that. And that really, for me at least, it confirmed the nuclear talks they're having, the world peace thing that's happening. It's all about the constitution, so there's just a lot going on. And we do have another phase in October about the reset and the gold standards. There's some symbolism also about gold and silver in that thing, so we do go back to the gold standards and silver. There's something going on with silver manipulations, and they do a lot in the background, you know. I mean, but their big announcement, I believe, is next year.
Which actually, that does make perfect sense. Everything will be settled down by then. The dust will starting to settle.
Exactly. Yeah.
The peace talks. So are you saying, I'm going to go into that a little bit more. Okay, so you're saying that Trump and North Korea, Kim Jong-un, are in cahoots together with the same mind, the same plan, the same objective. The sister is trying to out... What's that?
World peace. It's about world peace.
And then, so is Russia involved in that too?
Yes, Russia. Trump is bringing all these countries together for world peace.
Is there anybody, China, that's opposing it?
Yeah, China is opposing it, yeah.
China is opposing it.
And also what I got is also, there's a lot going on with the Middle East and peace talks with the Middle East and with Saudi Arabia especially. And last night, a friend of mine read something, just an Anon has posted somewhere on this QAnon board. And he just published that yesterday. And he said something about the Middle East and Saudi Arabia, especially. There's a lot going on with that. And that's what I've been saying in my last video a few days ago. So that I found that's very interesting confirmation.
Are you going to see Are you going to see
very interesting.
When we go to the gold standard, let's say February, March, or the first quarter, whenever that happens, is it going to be like a instant boom growth as far as the value of it, or is it going to be a gradual, or is it going to be, so the way I'm, I guess my question to you is, how would it work? Would it be like, okay, here's, let's say it's $20 of silver right now or whatever. Mm-hmm. And they say, here's our gold standard. Does it automatically go to a set rate from there, just skyrocket, and that's the rate, well, and it stays there fixed?
Yeah. I mean, how it normally goes, you know, there's speculation that it's coming up. Oh, he's going to come up with the big announcement in January, February, whatever people will believe. Mm-hmm. And that will drive these rumors, who drive a price up some, maybe to $30 an ounce or something. And then when we have a global reset, going to the gold standard will bring it up, that announcement. And then if it's a gold and silver reset, then that it's going to reset the price overnight. And I'm not a financial expert, but they're saying it substantially, you know, in my price prediction, $400 silver or more even.
From the point that they make the stick in the ground and they say we're going on the gold or the silver standard resetting, it can literally go from $30 to like $400 just like that.
Well, what I heard is when they announce a gold standard, gold will probably double. And silver, maybe it doubles too, maybe triples. And then they reset, brings it up again to a certain price. And then they're resetting the price in addition. Maybe that's another phase thing coming up.
Got it.
And so there's always phases involved. It's not everything overnight, you know, mm-hmm. sometimes people expect. Like the same with the debt forgiveness. People expect everything wiped out in October overnight, everything, even mortgages, not going to happen like that.
Yeah,
things are stages. Like this year I said student loans, we have not seen it officially. Some people had student loans forgiven, there's no interest or no payment until December or something like that. And it's same with the taxes. There's payroll taxes all canceled, and I don't think they ever came back, honestly.
No, they haven't. As a matter of fact, you're talking about, someone sent us Annie O'Neill. She actually sent us a comment and she said, I have had $135,000 in student loans closed on my credit report and a closed auto loan that I co-signed for my son. So here's this is confirmation right there. She had $135,000 gone. The co-sign loan of a car also gone. So it's definitely happening, but yes, it's not.
It's like sporadic,
it's
right?
It's sporadic for whatever reason.
Sporadic. Yeah, and it maybe it depends also on the banks. You know, there's a lot Trump is doing in the background. People don't even know about it.
True.
Like there's a lot of banks, they act in a fraudulent way, they operate, and they're just going to order it, or they've been told by the government to just close all these loans. You know, they've been done that way, for instance. Yeah. There's a lot going on, different things going on, you know.
Are we, Otsava, speaking of the banks, are we, as we go into the next year, because I noticed, like, we were talking about this on another show, too, like, some of the banks here, they're not open at full capacity. They're only open, like, maybe 2 days a week.
Mm-hmm.
And that's drive-through and everything. That's just how they're operating, right? So is that going to be a standard where a lot of these banks, as we know them, or is it going to be a very different way that we look into going into 2021?
That they're going to open again full. I'm getting to a full capacity. I mean, full. You know, they're going to open again. I mean, maybe some companies and banks are getting in a new way of doing business. Oh, maybe you don't have to be open on a Saturday, or people have a little bit more flexibility how they work. Maybe they can work more from home and things like that. You know, I think that's a new trend too. That's actually good. That's coming out of
it. It's a great trend, actually. You know, some people are talking about for the voting, you know, like the new quantum financial system that's supposedly out or coming out. But in conjunction with that, what do you think about the quantum financial voting system? Do you see any type of system that's going to be in place, obviously in the very near future, that's going to prevent voter fraud? Or that's just not even realistic right now?
I mean, they're addressing voter fraud right now. That's what I predicted last year would happen this year round.
Yeah,
you know, they're tracking down on that. Do they replace it with another system? I'm getting it's not in place yet, but it's coming down the road. There's another system that's going to be in place, maybe something we call it quantum something.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whatever, but not right away.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So speaking on the voter part of it, so as we get closer now, because we're less than 30 days away now. So what's going to be that experience that looks like, meaning that is this still, you feel like, going to be a landslide for Trump, or is it going to be like it gets there, then it's disputed and there's courts involved, and is it going to be a mess, or do you feel like it's still going to be
it's going to be a mess, but it's going to be a dirty mess. Like, it's going to be a mess that they don't have a leg to stand on, type of mess. You know, they're just going to be, they're going to look like crazy people, like dumb criminals who are just trying to pull something, and everybody kind of sees through it, you know?
So they'll look normal.
Yeah.
They'll look how they normally look then.
Right. Exactly. I think it'll be different.
Yeah, but it's going to be becoming more and more clear, you know,
more
for people.
Clear. Will it be contested? Will the election be called on that date, November 3rd, or do you think it'll be contested, or will they have to push it back a bit before they formally say, okay, you are the official president? This is our official president.
I think it's going to be like last time, you know, where if you hit out, that's my old dog who pretends to be in distress.
You can bring him on the show. Say hello to him.
Oh, he's too big. He's like 50 pounds.
What? Oh my gosh.
Well, show us his paw at least. Can you bring up a paw?
No, he doesn't have better than that. He's the best. I can't even find a groomer. It's just the best with him. He looks horrible. What did you ask again?
Do you think they'll call the election on the date of the election, meaning on 11? I think it's November 3rd, right? Will they call it and say this person is victorious?
Yeah,
is
we know he won.
Yeah,
we know he won, and we will know he won. But it's gonna be like last time, where they say no, it's gonna be reversed. The election is gonna be undone, and then Hillary Clinton will win, and blah blah blah. It's gonna be like last time. They're trying to dispute it. But we will know who won, you know. And of course, there are going to be questions: is this legal? Is it not legal?
Right,
you know.
Right.
But he won. We all know Trump is going to say, "I won."
Yeah,
right. You know.
So let's talk a little bit about the obvious that's going to happen afterward, which is riots and whatever. So if he wins, there's going to be riots, I'm sure. So how quick do you think that starts to simmer? I would imagine, does it get really hot afterwards and heavy, and then how quick after that do you think it'll start to simmer down?
I honestly think there will be riots in November and December, but they will be relatively small. I mean, there will be 20 people at the time, 100 people at the time somewhere.
Okay.
So on TV they always make it look like it's just like 100,000 people doing riots. I mean, it's really in some places somewhere, you know, they're doing some riots, but maybe 50 people or something, and they make it look like so big, but it's not going to be so big. And also they're talking about MS-13. So this is, again, what's coming out, and Kiana's talked about this, who killed Seth Rich? It was the Clinton Podesta Mafia. Mm-hmm. Or that's also MS-13 is the Clinton Podesta Mafia. They're connected with that. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot going on with that too. So Antifa, MS-13, Black Lives Matter, they're all connected, you know, and they're dismantling all these groups. I mean, they're arresting, basically, or bring them to the court process.
Hmm. And the Clinton Foundation is behind the whole thing,
right?
Yeah, really the whole program, the whole entities.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The whole syndicate is what I was trying to get the word out.
I mean, there's a lot of money that's been funneled through organizations like Soros or the Clinton Foundation and other organizations. Black Lives Matter, and they go into terrorist organizations, you know. I mean, terrorism, which is MS-13, that's terrorism.
Hold on.
You got one something?
Oh, yeah.
What do you got?
I got to go back to my text. Okay, hold on. Okay, talking about Clinton, Trump put a tweet out a couple days ago. Tonight, at FLOTUS, this was before, right when he tested positive for COVID-19, we will begin our quarantine and recover the process immediately. We will get through this together. And he had together, all in capital,
together.
To get her, right?
To get her, exactly. That's what they've been saying too, yeah. To get her. So, yeah, and that's all leading up to what we said and what's been also out, the information has also been out there, that there's arrests coming up, official arrests of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton and many others as well. I mean, the official version, and there are clones out there or doubles, whatever you want to call these people, but they have already been executed. And there's an official movie version coming up, so to speak.
Wow, that's fascinating.
You know what we should start referring to them as?
What?
Synthetics. Because they're not real, right? And maybe that'll help people, like, you know, like not, you
the
know.
Synthetics?
Synthetics, yeah. Synthetics. So do you think then, per that text, that the first bomb to drop is going to be the Clinton bomb?
The first one, is it going to be Hillary Clinton? I mean, the thing is, Ray was the FBI director, Ray, mm-hmm. has been holding back documents, evidence on Hillary Clinton, you know, and James Comey, the former...
The FBI guy.
And so that should have been released already. But things are going to be released. As I said months ago, you know, like, Hillary Clinton will be known as somebody that tortures children, and Obama will be known as a terrorist, basically, you know, among some other things, of course. But that's basically the essence of what's going to come out, that people mm-hmm. see how evil these people are.
That's good.
I want to circle back a little bit to what's upcoming for us. Is there going to be some sort of blackout coming in this next month or so, like social media blackout or, you know, physical blackout accounts?
I think there will be things shut down. Yeah. I don't know if it's going to be 10 days fully. It's some sort of a 10 days phase where there's going to be an emergency broadcast where things are explained to us that we're in a crisis and so on. And that's been predicted like since 2 years by an Annan mm-hmm. On November 3rd, you know, and I think it's going to be right around the election, you know, it's coming up.
Hmm. What about when they go to, when they do shut this down, is that also going to be social media that's going to be shut down too? Or is this going to be just basically physical locations where stay in your home?
I think we are going to have limited internet.
You think we're going to have limited internet?
The idea is that everybody has to watch the broadcast. The idea is nobody can watch the fake news anymore. That's the idea. Maybe some limited internet. Maybe the internet's not working, you know.
Maybe you can send emails or something like that.
Yeah,
but something is happening, and it's coming up around the election.
Hmm.
Talking about that.
Hold on one second. I just want to get this one last thought while we're there. Do you have
a lot of thoughts today?
So you do you still see like a disbanding of a lot of these big tech companies like the Facebooks and the YouTubes and things? Do you still see that filtering down, disbanding?
Yes, I mean they're talking about really shutting down Facebook and YouTube and things like that. So Trump doesn't want to shut it down, but some people higher up have kind of made the decision. So as I get more information, we'll let you know, how it's all panning out, but something is definitely up. I started, you know, uploading on other sites heavily and finally found ways to do it. So because I've been blocking me heavily from uploading everywhere. So I've been finding.
It's quite the nuisance, tricks. Isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's really crazy. It really holds you back. And it really it does. When I found the trick the other way, how to upload on YouTube, mm-hmm. it normally takes me like 5 days to upload. Mm-hmm. I found a trick how to do it, and within 30 minutes it was uploaded.
Oh, really? Oh, good. It.
So basically good. You're a Trump hater. You're a Trump hater. Yeah. I pretended to be a Trump hater somehow. I found a way. And in 30 minutes, poof, it was uploaded.
Wow. That's really good. Them,
right? And then all that, of a
sudden. Yeah, that makes, that's
funny.
Good. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Since we were talking about Hillary and also Obama, RJ wanted to know, do you think that either one of them, the arrest will come out prior to the election? Will we hear that either one of them are going to go down prior? I mean, their clone version, their double versions prior to.
I mean, honestly, I'm just looking forward that I see official handcuffs, okay?
Yes.
And I'm very disappointed. I've not seen it yet. I always have to talk in theory to people and say, no, it happened. I see them in handcuffs. Yeah, they're in prison right now. And there's no visual.
Yeah.
There's no visual. I'm waiting for the day that it's going to be this visual handcuffs, and I don't know if somebody really knows if that's going to happen or not happen, or maybe we in hindsight we get the picture or something. Hey, they've been arrested, been picked up.
You know, for a group of people like that that are so intelligent, meaning Hillary, Obama, as far as intelligent, as far as that goes, you would think that they would try to, you would think that they would at least say, try to work out something where they can get somewhat of a pardon, maybe, or somewhat of a thing. Do you see any of those things happening for them?
That would be shocking if they got a pardon.
Because even Obama as a former president, do you see anything where he might be?
I think they tried to get a pardon. I think they tried everything, especially Obama was fighting very hard, and Hillary Clinton too. I mean, Hillary Clinton was more a larger history of crimes, you know, mm-hmm. she somehow didn't know, but they were, that Hillary Clinton did, was arrested, and then she had some sort of a plea deal for a year or so, and then she was rearrested and executed. So there were some negotiations made that kept her out of prison, you know, so they do try, you know. But and there's nothing they can do, you know, there's so much evidence. And if you did heinous crimes against the children, especially you going.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, there's one, right. I mean, when you cross the child line, you know, you just.
You got to go.
You don't deserve it. Yeah. No pardon, no nothing.
No, you got to go.
I mean, that just shows the evil that's in those people. It's like being a sexual predator. You know, that's why I never believed that Michael Jackson was is a sexual predator, because he's not evil like that. He likes children, but he wouldn't take advantage. You don't cross that line, you know, you don't cross the line. Even if somebody would feel attracted to somebody that's maybe 15 years old or something, you don't cross the line because they're much weaker than you, and you don't take advantage like that. Only somebody that's kind of cruel and of evil nature would take advantage of it. Child like that.
Utsava, do you think that
exactly.
like Obama and all these people that are on the dark side, let's call it if you would, do you think they know that they made a deal with the devil, or do you think it's just something that's just, it's in their brain and they're hardwired that way, that, you know what I mean, someone else is orchestrating their minds? Or do you think
Obama, you know, people have been saying there was a prayer room in the White House, like a Muslim prayer room Obama had, you know, and he was actually doing prayers, you know, he's part of a cult, basically, Islamic cult, and they're worshipping Allah, but they see Allah as a dark god, you know, mm-hmm. it's a dark god, it's a dark entity god. Some people worship Allah, I mean, there's different facets of the religion, they think it's a light god, but the god he was praying to was a dark god.
Was a dark
Are
version
there
of it?
Two versions of Allah? Is there a light Allah and a dark Allah?
No, I honestly don't want to offend anybody, but in my opinion, Allah is a dark god. Mm-hmm. But some people are of the light, and they're praying for, I call it a light version, because maybe they are of the light, and they might be God Almighty they're praying to. They think it's Allah, but maybe it's, you know, God Almighty.
So with that being
they don't
said,
necessarily, everybody is part of this Muslim religion is of the mm-hmm. dark, you know, I'm just saying.
Exactly. So taking that same thought pattern, if you have like a grandmother who's just really religious, you know, she's been praying since, you know, birth, basically.
Traditional,
and she's praying to this Allah. But in her mind, she has this vision or this interpretation of this version of Allah as the Almighty God. So in that scenario, would that then be the lighter version of this Allah?
I just see another energy around. There's Allah, it's a dark god, and then there's a light being right next to it. So it could, there's just so much going on in the spiritual world.
Yeah.
It's some sort of light that can happen through you, basically visualization or manifestation, or by drawing in the light, and then perhaps God Almighty is trying to get there and kind of replace that dark energy, you know. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like you pray to God Almighty, there's also dark entities that can come in, the same as vice versa.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Utsava, one final question for you. Any visitations coming our way? Those kind of visitations.
They're always here. There's nothing to come. Yeah. They're already here.
So not already here.
No.
I mean, official.
Yeah, like official. Yeah. Like here we are, kind of like, you know, waving at the skies, you know.
They will blow the cover. They will, you know, see, they're working better in secret so that you don't
That's really a good point. What's going on.
So you're going through the experience. It's like when people call me for readings, you know, it's like things are sometimes blocked. You can only get so much information because the person is supposed to make an experience. When somebody is supposed to go to New York, for instance, and it's going to be a disaster. I mean, yeah, you usually see that. But it's limited. What you see, you don't want to prevent that person from going because maybe that's an experience they need to have in order from go to A to B from to C.
Got it.
It's the things you're not supposed to know.
Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Well, we're not supposed to know that right now, everybody, but maybe soon. If you have a visitation, please let us know. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. This has been a good stuff. Oh, Sava, thank you very much. I appreciate
it. And we made it through a whole show.
We made it through a whole show.
Yeah. It was amazing. You know, amazing. Maybe we should always complain about it.
Give a virtual high five.
Maybe they heard us. Thank you, Deep State.
Yes, thank you.
For not blocking it this time.
Yes,
it's the first time,
yes.
I think.
She's a Biden follower. She really is.
I love Biden. I don't like Trump. Maybe that helps.
There you go.
Maybe she said this in the beginning, then it helps.
Go Biden. Every time your show comes on, we'll have a go Biden like rolling thing right here for you there. So that's famous psycho comedian Mutsava, everybody. Mutsava, thank you very much for coming and sharing your energy with us. We really appreciate that. Much love to you.
Thank you so much.
I hope you really got a lot out of this, everybody. I hope you got some of the answers. And for those of you who submitted questions, thank you. And keep doing that. Just go to askspirituallyraw@gmail.com and let us know what you'd like us to ask on your behalf to our wonderful guests. So thank you so much.
And with that being said, together we will turn the universal key to global harmony and create a unified world. Thank you, everybody, for tuning in. And remember, tune in often, tell all your friends, and most importantly, may all your dreams come true. Many blessings.